episode 3227, by prayer and petition.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day. I just want you to take a deep breath. I want you to pause for a moment. Yes, Thanksgiving is almost over. You've had that extended holiday time. Maybe you're doing some Black Friday deal shopping and Cyber Monday. But you know what? It's your time now to spend with your Heavenly Father by prayer and petition. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the KISSES newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7 says this, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." You know, my friend, when we are overwhelmed and struggling silently, cultivating gratitude can help us reframe our perspective. It gives us that shift, right? It's the power to shift our focus from what we lack to the blessings that surround us. And there are many blessings. Yes, you may be struggling. You may be in circumstances and in a season of life that you wish you weren't in. But it's in these moments of finding those blessings, just the little God winks, as I like to call them, is that you find renewal. Philippians 4, verse 6 begins with the instruction to be anxious about nothing. But what does it mean to present a request to God by prayer and petition with thanksgiving? All right, when you look at prayer, by engaging in prayer, you take the time to communicate with God in an intimate and personal way. Consider it your red line to God, right? It's directly to Him because of Jesus Christ, right? He came, was born. Hence, we have the Christmas celebration coming up. And that's why we have that direct connection to our Heavenly Father, is because through Jesus Christ. And it's through prayer that you express your hopes and fears, worries and desires. It serves as a channel to connect with God. Again, the red line, seeking guidance, strength, and peace. Now that's the prayer part. The petition part is when you petition God, it involves laying your specific request and concerns before Him. It is the act of earnestly seeking His intervention and seeking His will to be done in your own life. And so in moments of struggles and weariness, you can find comfort in the assurance that God hears your petitions and answers them according to His perfect wisdom by prayer and petition. Now, it's not easy to do this. And I know sometimes when I get on here and share my thoughts, I think, what do y'all really think? And sometimes you probably think, Christiane, this is next to impossible. Yes, in the moment, it does feel that way. But the more you practice things, the more you utilize tools and strategies, the better you get at them and the faster you do it, right? It's not something that just happens if you don't practice it. You've got to practice in order to gain progress. And my friend, remember, you are not alone in this journey. In Psalms 23, verses 1 through 3, "The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul." Do you need renewal today? Do you need that rejuvenation of your spirit and your mind and your body? Just as a shepherd takes care of his flock, God is always there to guide you. He's always there to renew your spirit and to restore your weary soul. It is fun having family around. It is awesomeness. But it also can be weary too. Sometimes you're in situations where you just feel like you're at each other's throats. Maybe complications happen and arise that you didn't even expect. And now you're like, now what? We were supposed to have a wonderful holiday and now we have kind of this crack in our foundation. In every situation, by prayer and petition. And so when you look at where you are in your season of life, you know, I really look at Thanksgiving. Some people consider Halloween the kickoff to holiday season. I do not. That's just me, though. If you like Halloween, that's great. No judgment here. But I'm a Thanksgiving girl, and then I go right into Christmas. And most of the time, I already have my Christmas stuff up. If I can be so honest, it is not up yet. I do not have one Christmas tree up in my own home. I do, however, have it in my husband's business. Had to go and decorate his whole area. Decorated another area too to help decorate with my son. So it's just like one thing after another. But in all of that, when you're looking at your season, there's the power of gratitude. And we're coming off the season of Thanksgiving. And the passage that we're reading, right, in Philippians, it instructs us to present our requests with thanksgiving. Gratitude is a transformative attitude that helps shift our focus from our problems and anxieties to the blessings and goodness that surround us. Reframe your perspective. When you use gratitude, it enables you to see beyond your circumstances, reminding you of the countless reasons to be thankful. There are many reasons. I know you may not think about it all the time, but you've got to make room for it. I honestly wish we would have Thanksgiving meals every single week, because if we would come together and look for the goodness in others, how do you think that would change your perspective? Not the world's perspective, your perspective. It starts with you, my friend. A heart filled with gratitude is a heart at peace. Think about that for a moment. Doesn't that just sound beautiful? A heart filled with gratitude is a heart at peace. And I know I struggle with things. And there are times that I'm just like, oh, seriously. It could be a stranger. It could be about a family member. It could be about a good friend. Whatever it is, and I'm sitting here going, this is ridiculous. And I go through my own little rant and raving in my own brain. Okay, it's my own mind. Nobody hears it. Maybe once in a while my dog does. But for the most part, it's all within me. And I think, Christiane, you cannot come at it that way. You've got to have a heart filled with gratitude. Because when you have that, you have a heart at peace. And it truly creates space for tranquility to enter your life, providing a source of comfort and renewal. And as you acknowledge and appreciate the blessings you have, the peace of God transcends your understanding and guards your heart and mind. Gratitude deepens your connection with God, hence strengthening your faith, fostering a sense of trust and dependency on Him. It's not about your control. It's about God's. And by recognizing His goodness and provision, you develop unwavering faith, meaning that you have your stick-to-itiveness. It's like I'm all in all the time. Even when I am weary, I'm willing to go the extra mile. Why? Because God did it for me. He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for our sins. We are in the season. Gratitude, thanksgiving leads up to that. What a beautiful thing. And when you recognize His goodness and provision, you develop this unwavering faith, then you know that He will continue to guide and support you through every trial and tribulation. You may not always like the outcome. That's just part of life. But remember the words of the Apostle Paul. The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. May this peace be with you always. Allow yourself the time and space to rest, to reflect, and to reimagine what is truly important. When you go to bed at night, when you wake up in the morning, start with a gratitude awakening. Allow yourself to say, you know what, Lord, thank you for this day. We did pictures for the Thanksgiving celebration. And with the new grandbaby and everything, it is so much fun, and our family's growing, and the important people in my children's lives, meaning their significant others, some married, some dating. And it's so exciting to see all that's happening in their life. And so I made arrangements for us to have pictures done. And so in that, I was standing back. I knew what I wanted, and I was working with the photographer saying, okay, I want this done. I want this done. Can we have this group? What about this group? I want to combine this group. I want my picture with you know, this person, whatever. And it's in that moment that I just stood back, and I did. I was in my own little world for a moment, And I wish I could have taken my microphone with me so you could have heard. And I simply said, Lord, I am so blessed. I don't deserve any of this, but look what you've given me. And I'm so grateful. My friend, we have got to lead with gratitude more often. We've got to have that attitude of gratitude. And when you allow yourself the time and space to rest and reflect and reimagine, you get to see what truly is important. See your life with the lenses from heaven. Know that you are strong, loved, and capable of embracing the peace that surpasses all understanding. Go in peace, be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a glorious, blessed start to your week and happy Thanksgiving. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.